With the first pick in the 2008 NBA draft, the Chicago Bulls select...
Oh, it's going to be Michael Jordan.
The Chicago Bulls select...
Oh, man, I bet they cloned Michael Jordan.
The Chicago Bulls select...
Why am I not seeing a cloned Michael Jordan pulling on a new Bulls jersey?
Derrick Rose from the University of Memphis.
Oh, there, it happens. Here with a breakdown of the non-cloned NBA draft is the original Peter Schrager. He's a columnist for FoxSports.com. He was at the draft last night. He's been reporting on it all week. He's been getting to know the players. Hello, Peter.
Hey, guys. How are you?
So Rose went first, which wasn't a big surprise at all, except for the fact that I think the Bulls were... I always thought they were set at point guard with Heinrich. Why'd they go with Rose?
Yeah, I mean, Rose is a local guy. He grew up in Chicago. Big fan favorite. They weren't sold on Beasley. He's one of those guys that he could be the next great shooting guard slash point guard in the NBA.
So but wait, you're telling me that people actually choose people based on their hometown appeal because they actually originated from said city?
There's a lot of, still to this day, there's a lot of regional alliances and allegiances. It is nice. There's a homely feel to that.
I would say win games and people will like you.
Yeah.
I say, hey, the loser, grow up right here. Yeah, look how Marbury's working out for the
exactly.
Knicks. Yeah. And so the first three picks were all guys who are going to be college sophomores.
Yep.
First time that ever happened.
Yeah.
Is it because of the NBA rule that you have to go to college?
I mean, the NBA installed a rule 2 years ago where you don't have to go to college, but you have to be at least 19 years old, and you have to go to at least 1 year after high school playing somewhere or something. So there's a controversy now.
Playing bass in a Eagles cover band?
Yeah, you can do that. I mean, you can play for a Journey cover band and be Steve Perry if you want. That is your prerogative. But you need to take that year after college and find yourself, or after high school and find yourself somewhere.
So. Right. And so because of this, I got the impression that it was a little better than recent drafts because all the players were known. You know, we got to know them all in college. In fact, a few of them went pretty far in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, you had a guy like Brandon Rush going in the lottery. You had a guy like Derrick Rose, Kevin Love. They were all Final Four players. And, you know, America got to know these guys. So when the draft comes along, usually or in the past, there's like eight high school kids that you have never seen or never heard of. And you're like, okay, it sounds great that he's going there. But now it's guys that we're familiar with. There's players that we've seen both succeed and fail. So there is a nice touch to that where there's a little more familiarity with the players.
There is a little bit of restriction of trade aspect to this, but I think the teams have better information because they get to look at the players in college. The fans are like, oh, we know these guys, and the players, they have to delay earning their millions for a year, but in a lot of cases it seems like they get skills. Are you in favor of this rule that you can't go right from high school to the pros?
It's an interesting story, and I think William Roden in the New York Times on Sunday had an article about a player named Brandon Jennings who's in high school now, who is going to play a year in Europe, he thinks, instead of going to college, make a pro salary in Europe, and then enter the draft. So he has every right to do that, and that could be a pretty dangerous thing for American basketball if that's a trend.
But for the kids, I would say, good, expand your horizons, pick up another language.
He said, I've been learning basketball my whole life, and, you know, what's the point of going 1 year and getting 20 credits and then coming out of the NBA anyway? I mean, there is a logical point to that, except, stay in school, get an education. It's pretty nice.
Yeah. Well, you and me had to do that, but, you know, these guys have a lot of other ways to make money. Tell about the atmosphere. It takes place in New York City, so are Knicks fans kind of dictating the tone?
It's wild. It was nuts last night, and the Knicks fans usually are pretty negative against Isaiah Thomas. They'll do a fire. Isaiah Thomas is no longer there, so they had to focus their negative attention on someone. And there was a poor kid named Danilo Gallinari. He was an Italian kid. There was rumors that the Knicks might take him, and it's almost like the Knicks fans are from like the know-nothing party of like the 1800s where it's like xenophobic. Like, we don't want this Italian guy. Like, we've never seen him.
Right, because no foreigners are ever good or have won a lot of titles.
Exactly.
Spurs,
like, foreign Knicks guy. Fans. What does he bring
and
to
because New York has no foreigners.
Exactly.
In it.
There was
especially
Italians. So exotic and strange.
So exotic. This tropical country. So, yeah, there's this player, and, you know, every time they showed him on the big screen, the Knicks fans went in an outrage and booed and malicious things. And I'm thinking, about, like, what? This guy do wrong? And so Knicks are on the clock at six, and who do they draft?
Well, let's hear.
With the sixth pick in the 2008 NBA draft, the New York Knicks select Danilo Gallinari.
I think I hear mostly boos
those
and a smattering.
Cheers.
Smattering of applause.
Poor Danilo. Ew.
Yeah, and you should see these fans. I mean, these Knicks fans who might not be any older than 20 years old had in their hands. You'd think that, like, the world was coming crumbling down because of this poor kid. And this kid, Gallinari, who I spoke with the day before, and, I mean, he just looked like a deer in headlights just walking across that stage. Just like, what did I just walk into? And
wow. Now, the Knicks coach, Mike D'Antoni, he played in Italy, and yep. he was a teammate of Gallinari's father.
Yes, and they were both very established, great players in the Italian league, and a lot of the fans are not pleasing. But the Knicks have a guy named Donnie Walsh now in town who also gave his seal of approval. He's the new general manager. From all, you know, from a media standpoint, from everyone I speak to who knows, you know, foreign basketball and says, this kid's legit. He's the best foreign player in the past 2 years to come out of the draft. He's going to be fine. But there's something to the psyche in playing in New York. And if you're getting booed every time you touch the ball, it's hard to succeed.
You know what? His first 2010 night.
For him.
Yeah, right? Cute little kid. Anyway, I can talk about the Knicks all night. Let's talk about the outfits.
Yeah.
Jalen Rose, my opinion, set the bar high back in 94. Oh, yeah. He wore this crazy fire engine red outfit. Mm-hmm. Seems like since then, everyone's trying to one-up him. Who is the sartorial star of this year's draft?
It's funny. O.J. Mayo showed up to the Wednesday media session, which was something, you know, a couple media members get to meet the players, and he's dressed in a Brooks Brothers suit, looking stylish, looking great. He got earrings in. He shows up Thursday night, and I swear he looked like a middle school librarian. He had, like, bowling shoes on, I think. And now, this might have cost him several thousand. I have no idea what fashion is about. I don't do the shows, you know, the fashion shows. But he was wearing beige shoes. He had, like, middle school librarian glasses on. Like, I wanted to call him Phyllis and talk about the Dewey Decimal. Like, he looked ridiculous, but stylish at the same point, but it was an absurd outfit, and it blew everyone else out of the water.
The last question is, the NBA is very strict about their dress code. I feel they give a wrong message. They make these guys, and these guys like to show up in a suit, and the first thing they do is they stick a baseball cap on their heads,
yeah.
which is totally inappropriate
for a
suit.
Yeah, and there's a kid, Robin Lopez, who has this giant, like, these giant, I guess an afro would be the word, but it's this huge hair.
He
looks like Sideshow Bob, or yes. last night from The Simpsons, or last night there was a lot of Justin Guarini comments. Now, American Idol, first season. Love you, Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, yeah,
but Robin Lopez, this huge head of hair, and he puts this little ball cap on, and it looks pretty absurd. And that's the photo image I'll remember from the night.
With the atmosphere and the analysis, Peter Schrager, columnist for FoxSports.com. Thank you, Peter.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Peter.
Good luck, Rachel.
Thanks.